Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we're hearing some pretty continual and unfolding nonstop. You think, well, that's it. Right?
Right.
5 minutes later, well, that's it. You know, it's sort of like the Lions football team. You think, okay, that touching, that's it. 400 points later, that's it. There's only four quarters. How could it be this high? The things that are unfolding rapidly before us in our nation is a turning over. You know, Dr. Mark Hamby, who I've never met personally anybody like him, and I'm not saying there isn't anybody like him. That could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. You know, like, I would know that. But, you know, part of him, you know, I've met, and I just really, so often when somebody's given a revelation or a word, you know, God, they're hearing God, what God's saying, we have a tendency to define that person and their value or their significance based off God used them for a moment. You know, like Peter was kind of his own inflated personality when he made the first prophecy about who Jesus was. You know, he was so pumped up, you know, thou art the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he waited. And then Jesus says in front of the other 11, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And so, you know, Peter.
Yeah.
And so we based on what we read. And but I do know Peter's. And he's like, man, I can't wait to prophesy again. Pastor, can you get me? Can I prophesy today? Can I lay hands on people and prophesy today? Can I prophesy today? I got a word. It's like, you already gave one. That was the one God revealed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just a prophet. It's like, you know, we like prophets when they hear from God. There's nothing like it. But I don't think he's dropping one every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, that was one word for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes Peter. He's all pumped up. You know, it's the next gathering of your church. You're coming together. He's like, listen, he's not going to give me time to be able to get the mic and be able to speak. So I'm going to go right in front of everybody, and I'm going to prophesy right to Jesus.
Mm.
Right? And Jesus is doing what he does, you know, being awesome. And all of a sudden I can see it now. You know, Peter tapping him on the shoulder. Jesus, I got a word for you. I'm hearing from the Lord. I'm hearing from the same Father that you told me that I heard from earlier. Remember, you said flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father would say unto you, yes, Peter, yes, Mr. Fisherman, you know, the one I rescued over and over again, say, yes, says, you are not to go under or go down to Jerusalem. Shut up, I can't say it. Then they squint their eyes, you know, and they go, and then you go,
head tilted.
And Jesus looks back at this second prophecy and he says, what the heck are you doing? You so missed that. Get behind me, Satan. It's like, whoa. Jesus, whoa, you're whoa. Ruining my ministry here. Ho, ho. First you told everybody I was a prophet, and now you're telling me I'm Satan. No, I'm telling you Satan. I'm saying your mouth is Satan.
Mm.
Your tongue is Satan, and you are listening to a father. You're listening to the father of lies. He said very specifically that there's two fathers going in. There's a father in heaven, which is the father of Jesus, and then this father of lies. And at that moment, he switched that quickly from because he was all, you know, ooh, I'm a prophet. Shah, tabeke, baby, say hey. they walk, you know, and I'm not saying anything. I mean, I'm like John Bevere. I am for prophecy. It just needs to be accurate. You know, many people are walking around. many people are needed to walk a 10-mile journey with a 3-mile word. You know, I was like, where's the rest of it? And it's like, which father was this thing? And so, you know, they kind of come close, and all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there trying to minister, and then, you know, it's like seed that falls amongst the thorns and chokes it out. Yes, Peter. Dude, I'm trying to teach about weeds and thorns here. Ah, I got a spiritual thing. Got a spiritual thing to talk about. Listen, we're being choked out by these cares and deceitful. I got a spiritual encounter here for you. Okay, go ahead. Don't go to Jerusalem. And then this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, which totally blew Peter's ministry out of the water. Get behind me, Satan. He says, you have on your mind yourself. You have on your mind the things of man, the horizontal things instead of the vertical things, the things of man, not the things of God. And then he said, because you opened your mouth in the name of a prophet and I allowed you to speak into my ear, that now you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. I meant, listen, just because, you know, we're used by the Lord, it doesn't mean that it's something you pull out of your holster like a gun and you shoot like a cowboy anytime. You know, you got to hear from God. You don't want to be known that you're by your gift. You want to be known by the giver who gave the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he was all caught up in his gift and the giver of the gift. Remember, Jesus administrates the gifts. Think about it. You know, Jesus gave this gift, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness. And then he looks at the giver of the gift and he exalts his gift over the very one that gave the gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that crazy? Because all of a sudden, the gift, I have the gift of discernment. No, you don't, because if you did, you would not be about what you're about to say. You would just stop.
And I know what gift I
got. Right. Yeah, you're right. You're like, yeah, so, you know, I got the gift of discernment. Okay, let me think about it. Getting anything? What are you hearing? They tell you something like, nope. You don't have to get to discernment, because if you would only known what was going through my mind at that moment, you probably would have had to forgive me. You're like, you had to forgive me. God, forgive me. But it's just amazing, you know, things that are being just, you know, shot out in the name of God. And that second word is the one to watch out for. That's what Rick Joyner talks about. He said, watch out for the second word, because the first word sometimes puffs up depending on the individual who delivered it. Why? Because giftings can take you places that your character cannot keep you.
That's right.
We can't mistake the fact that we have a perfect gift that accompanies perfect character. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
I hereby give you a perfect gift and perfect character. What happens is God gifts you, and then you got to keep working on your character so you don't get killed.
You don't die.
You don't die, right?
Yeah.
You don't die. It's like, by the time you're ready to be used like Joseph, you know, you're right here and they're about to make you the president of Egypt, which is falling apart today, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're going like, no, I don't think I have a gift. No, I don't. Go to Jerusalem if you want to. I don't know. I don't know anything. Yeah, no, whatever. Find yourself somebody to run this thing. I'm just totally fine in the jail. Yeah, I'm managing the jail right now. And granted, he was a trustee everywhere he went. God blessed him. But I don't know where, you know, just I want to encourage you today that there's nothing more exciting than to hear a word from the Lord. And there's nothing more divisive between a believer and God than a word, a believer in God's will, than a word not from God.
Hmm.
So that gift should be with fear and trembling. Because even Jesus, when a word was spoken over him that was from, not from God, it almost divided him from the will of God. I just deliver words and let them land. Like, oh my goodness, we'll see you at the judgment seat.
Right.
Mm. Right?
Because
mm-hmm. Right. Peter almost divided Jesus from the will of the Father. He said, you almost tempted me not to do the will of the Father. And it's like, no, prophecy's awesome when it's from God. But when it's just something tossed over your business card to land on somewhere so you get a speaking engagement, or an offering, you know, those are deadly.
Careful, careful.
Yeah. Sir, the Lord was saying to me, I think you're a man. And today's generation, like, thank God.
You're right.
I was wondering. You're a lady? Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I don't know. I just very. I think about, you know, John Bevere wrote the book, and it literally, you know, it was real tough, you know, on that particular gifting. But the truth is, the Word of God says more about false preachers than it does about false prophets. Mm-hmm. And Peter wasn't false, but the word he gave was false.
Yeah, big difference.
The word he gave was false, and that we just can't let people, you know, just anybody who wants to speak into our ear. We need to know their fruit. We need to know their life. And, you know, first be fruitful, be faithful, be related, and then all of a sudden, then God begins to speak. You know, God begins to speak to you. But, and this is the direction that I was really talking about. Imagine now, instead of continually telling people how to paint their cabinets who are in the cabinet business, in other words, keeping using that gift on the church, turn it out into the world. I mean, if it's your true gift, if you really are a prophet, mm-hmm. My goodness, ma'am, my goodness, sir, go out into the coffee shops. Let God tell you about the person drinking their coffee over there. Walk up to them and boldly separate yourself from that word that God gave it to you, so it's not you. And you go ask permission and say, listen, the Lord has spoken to me about you. Do you have a moment? And you deliver it, and it reveals in their heart that God is real. God's thinking about them, and there's a chance they may come to God. That's one of the most, you know, the miracles, the words and the miracles and the signs and the wonders, that's for the lost.
Yeah.
I need to swing over to so-and-so's church so I can help them church, you know, it's like 10 cabinet companies. I'm building cabinets here, but I need to swing over there and tell them how to build their cabinets or just kind of look at their cabinets. The Lord says your cabinets look good. They look good. Your cabinets are good, like your hinges and your knobs and your stains and the teak wood or the whatever wood you're using and the Formica countertops, the marble countertops. Like, how much longer do we got to talk about each other?
Mm.
You know, we got a whole Bible that tells us what God thinks about us. But there's a lost world out there that's waiting for you, if you're a prophet, to go out there and bust those hard hearts wide open with the love of God. And let them know they're running to soothsayers. They're running to
fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers, and here you are with the gift of prophecy. Run out there, tell them the things the Lord lays on your heart. And if you're not a prophet, don't tell the church that you are. Hmm. Don't tell the church you are, because they want to hear prophecy, and they just go ahead and buy into it. And it really is a whoredom spirit. It's a whoredom spirit that runs after a word. You know, this runs after a word and runs after a word. It's like, you know, if you were hearing a word from God, this is what God would say. I gave you five. I spoke of you five times.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do, obey, or follow any of those or believe those. And you're just looking for another thermostat adjustment on your comfort and convenience level. With your air conditioning or heating system, you're not looking to go into the harvest field. Abraham heard a word. He said, God, here's the word he heard, get thee up and go, and I will show you.
Mm.
That was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And if you want to hear from God again, you're going to first have to get up and go and move by faith. And you'll be surprised. God speaks.
Yeah.
Powerfully, he speaks.
The prophets that I'm familiar, you know, with is... I don't often hear prophets call themselves prophets. You know, they give themselves the word, you know,
right.
And they allow the word to speak for itself. But I've the true prophets that I've know of and, you know, proceeded their ministry and seen of, they don't wear it as a badge. They just give it. They're actually very humble.
The burden to bear.
Yeah, it is. And the thing, too, is that what we're all hearing when you're prophesying, you're hearing the very same Father share the very same thing. You're just hearing what heaven's saying, so it's not mm-hmm. like a secret.
Right.
You know, you're tapping into what God has already said. Your true prophecy bears witness with a man's heart that what is he already is made known to him, what God's already saying to him. So there's this encounter with, oh my goodness, that's God just revealed my heart.
Mm.
He just revealed my heart. You know, that type of thing, versus mm-hmm. going like, oh, okay, I guess he wants me to marry her. It's like, do you even know who she is? No, but you know, prophet came over and said, dude, listen, ma'am, listen. You know, this is what a true prophet said. Paul said, listen, if you are married, act like you're not, and if you're not, don't, because the time is short.
That's right.
But if you do, you're not sinning. Shut up, my kids. Yeah. Did he not?
That's what he said.
So, you know, that, remember, it's that we're going to talk about intercession today. Prophetic, the word of God delivered from a man who loves God should be in alignment with God's word.
Mm.
You can always verify a true prophet by the truth, which is the written word of God. To be able to make sure that it lines up with that. When they start speaking outside of that, then you got to begin to wonder, you know, what's going on in the context of this. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.